Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Time now for The Lighter Side of Sports, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss with the two twinkle toes themselves, Gresh and Fourier.
Time for The Lighter Side of Sports, sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. If you need to do a 180 with your weight, or maybe even your moral conscience, no. Visit awaken180.com. It ties into the whole conscience of a human being here, what we're going to get into today. Here is the headline. And for those of you who are longtime WEEI listeners, you will understand why this headline will make you giggle at Christian Fourier. Disney to permanently ban visitors who lie about disabilities for park perks. So whatever we could have had, Fourier, you ruined it. You ruined it.
No.
Shame.
Technically, shame.
Now, so just in case if you haven't heard this story, years and years and years ago, my kids were little. I decided I was going to go to Disney World. And I had a buddy of mine who was a big shot, you know, hedge fund guy in New York City.
Yeah.
And there was this whole underground, like, you know, I guess, opportunity that I wasn't aware of because only the really, really super rich, you know, could use it. It was they would hire, like, handicapped people at Disney World who weren't really, they were handicapped, but they were fine. They were running faster than we were.
Oh, my goodness.
One guy just had a cane, and they all kind of hung out on this one area, and you would kind of, hey, the Fourier family, here you go. Here's your handicapped guy. And this guy, okay, Gresh family, okay, here's your handicapped guy. And this person would bring you around the entire park as many times as you'd like, and you never waited in line. If you're handicapped, you go through the exit. You go through the exit. So you go right to the front of the line. They wait for you. They tell everybody else to stop. And I used it for 2 days straight.
With your kids?
Absolutely with my kids.
All of them?
All of them.
All five?
Well, at the time, I only had four. I only had four at that time. And they were all little. I was like, there's no freaking way I'm going to Disney World. But sure enough, the guy gave me this number. He gave me a code. It was awesome. I was a little uptight, a little nervous and embarrassed at first.
Okay.
And I was like, wow, I can't believe Disney World. It was so obvious what was going on. Mm-hmm. And they just let it happen. And after the guy was done with us, we see the entire park in 2 hours. The kids didn't want to do it again. He had a whole new family that was waiting on him after we were done, and he would do it every single day, twice a day.
Now, this was during the NFL years, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
It was worth every single penny.
And that's what I want to know.
Every single penny.
How did the whole thing work? There was no Venmo back then.
Straight cash, homie.
Okay.
I gave it to him before we left.
How much are we talking?
Call it.
No. I want to know the number.
I'm going to tell you. No, I don't know exactly
the
number.
Did you give him a grand?
Oh, it's probably around $2,500 cash.
Straight cash, homie.
Damn! I didn't think it would be that much.
Yeah, for 2 days.
No wonder why Disney had to crack down. They're probably going to put their own handicaps out there
to lead
people around. Pay Disney World to do it.
But I went ahead and I looked at it, what it would cost me to get the Fast Pass and all the other stuff.
The disaster.
And it wasn't that much more expensive after I calced out. I needed, 6 Fast Passes. So I was like, okay, well, I'm already going to spend half that. Why don't I spend more and get to the front of the freaking line and save myself a migraine?
Other than you just shutting everything down at Disney, I'm not judging you at all. I think that as someone who would pay for luxury, I don't have any problem with that.
See, but it was more convenience than anything. So here's what the company says. So the company announced on Tuesday that guests found to have made false statements in order to obtain what they call a DAS, which is Disability Access Services, will be permanently banned from its parks.
So they're not going after people like you who would hire someone and it would be like, oh, here's Uncle Ned.
Okay. Yep. And my guy was handicapped.
So he
wasn't lying about it. He wasn't limping on accident.
Okay. So, Billy, correct me if I'm wrong here or help me out, right? So they say, if it's determined any of the statements a guest made in the process of attaining a DAS are not true, the guest will be permanently banned from entering the Walt Disney World Resort and the Disneyland Resort. Now, doesn't Christian kind of fall in a gray area here, right? Because he's not handicapped or disabled, but walking around a giant park like that, there's no way his ankles or knees or whatever would last. So, is there I wonder if there's some sort of happy medium here, or would the Disney people look at this guy and say, oh my God, he was an NFL player, but he's still upright walking and moving around.
I think if his car isn't registered as a handicapped car, he's screwed.
Ooh, I forgot about that
part
of it,
too. Can't just flash scars and expect everybody to roll at the red carpet.
Listen to this line, and I feel like
this is a handicapped placard.
This is part of...
By the way, when are you going to get one? It's not like you shouldn't be parking.
Not yet.
You should be parking close.
Not yet. Here's how, in order to get a disability assist service badge is what it was. It was like a little card. You go to the exit line, and then here's the thing. This is why it was such an easy hack. Mm-hmm. At Disney World, they literally employ kids from all over the world. All over the world, they have a whole little dormitory area where these kids, they come, they spend 6 months, they go back. It's work experience.
Yes.
In the United States, I knew people that when I was in college, they went to Disney World during the summer. They were Huck Finn. They came back to college in the fall.
Sounds like you're describing it's a small world.
Okay. And so every time, so here comes Gresh from Indonesia, Billy from Pakistan, right? I'm not kidding. It was the craziest heirs. They don't care.
Nick from Worcester.
Yeah. Where? Oh, excuse me, sir. Where is that from? Wow. This is the way they look in Worcester?
Where's that at? Massachusetts. Oh, I'm sorry.
So they didn't care. It was easy. So it said previously, DAS was indicated as for, quote, guests who have difficulty tolerating extended waits in a conventional queue environment due to a disability. So I have issues standing in line for a long period of time. My ankles swell up. I get real irritable. The kids, can't every single parent taking their kids say this?
No.
I feel like they can if they really want to get technical.
Because a lot of 8-year-olds can't focus. There are very few that are out there singing opera on the AGT stage at 11 years old. Most of them are singing Taylor Swift in their room with their friends. You know what I mean?
I will say this, though. Out of all the things that I've spent my money on, this was easily the best bang for the buck in the history of my life.
Way better than those $3,000 shoes.
Absolutely. Which are still in the stupid box.
What are you talking about? They're about to be gifted in a month.
Happy graduation.
Just gator shoes.
I forgot about that. That would be the list of stupidest things I've ever purchased in my life.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
You can still do this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, don't say you heard it from me. They're still getting the passes. Now, if you are technically handicapped and you go with a group of four people, what are they going to do? Make you wait and let the other people go on your own?
It said previously DAS was indicated as for guests who have difficulty tolerating extended waits in a conventional queue environment.
I just read that. Due to the queue environment. Yeah.
You're in the queue.
You're in line.
So that's
you're
what,
in line.
So that's how.
That's
so,
line.
No, I get that. But don't they normally, it's like, oh, there are welcomed guests. Oh, so I'm a welcomed guest, but I stand in a queue. Like I'm, like I'm in line at the deli or something like that. It's just that's not a very Disney way of putting things.
See,
I guess
I have no guilt at all because my guy, was handicapped, older fella, walked with a cane, had a real bad limp, but he could run or move just as much as we could. So I never lied about it.
At Walt Disney World, as of May 20th, all DAS registrations must occur via virtual video chat. And, quote, in-person registration will no longer be available at theme park guest relations starting May 20, 2024. And at Disneyland after June 18th, guests applying for the DAS can either use a virtual chat or a dedicated accessibility services window for the same request. I will end it with this, with a text. A texter on the 508. I said it back when you originally told the story, and I feel like it's worth repeating. I am disabled. I find this effed up, comma, but really funny.
I would tell this gentleman or this lady, you have earning potential and you don't even know it. There is massive amounts of earning potential that you have not tapped into.
Oh, my God. So you're saying to the 508, go to Florida.
Call the show.
And you'll hook him up.
I'll tell you, I'm telling you, when I say an underground like whole market of rich hedge fund dudes who didn't want to pay for or wait in line would pay these like six or seven guys, and they were all like leaning back on chairs, hanging out, eating ice cream, having a grand old time. Are you ready? Sure. You want to go on again? I was like, nah, I don't want to go on again. You sure? You can go on again if you want to.
You're making it sound like, I know in like on the West Coast, you can like hit the exit ramp and get some day workers. That's what you're making it sound like. These guys are day workers waiting. It's like, hey, would you like to go through the park quicker? Here we go.
Exactly how it is. The steps that I went through, making sure I wasn't a narc, I wasn't going to squeal on this guy. It's like I had to go through a background check.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.